welcome to the 212th episodes of the Crack Die podcast.
Sorry, woohoo! Episodes,
plural? Yeah, sorry. I was making sure I was getting the number correct, and then words started to get really hard.
So is it both the 200th and the 12th episode? Is that what we're doing?
Yes, yes, exactly. They're happening at the exact same time.
All right, Crack Die viewers, here's some flashback. Let's go.
That goblin math.
Checks out. We're finally accepting goblin math.
So in your left ear, you're going to hear the 200th episode, and in your right ear, you're going to hear the 12th episode.
Oh, God.
Can we really, like, go back? Pull up the 12th episode and do that?
I mean, yes, but then, you know, our listenership will tank.
Or their eyes would do that really cool thing where one goes to one side and the other goes to the other side and their, like, brains are stopping.
It doesn't help either that we tune people to be around the table. So the only person who's kind of in both ears at the same time is me. So doing that and then isolating it, the entire track into one channel. Oh my God.
You just gave me a great idea. So you know how you said you tune it so that like some people are on one side, some people are on the other side. You should totally have the people on the right side, like the current episode. And then everybody on the who's you normally on the left is on the 12th episode and then just like mix their responses.
Oh my God.
Perfect.
Oh geez.
Except no one's 100% in one ear or 100% in the other ear.
Then halfway through, we'll just switch and swap them, right?
So what I'm hearing is now
then halfway through, we'll switch the left and the right.
Oh God. God, why? Why would you do that?
And I quit.
Hi, write this down for next year's April Fool's joke.
I was just about to say the same thing.
Oh, we're monsters. Speaking of monsters, I have notes. You hear this? Hear this? This paper. Notes. It's a single sticky note, but notes nonetheless.
On it, it just says Pathfinder 2E.
Oh shit, you're right.
Is that the note I wrote you that says get good? Is that what that is?
It says reprogram RNG, so Matt only rolls 5 or less.
Oh yeah.
Hmm.
He'll still crit, so it's fine. So last time you were here, you snuck up by the Dallos. She was frolicking and told you, hey, don't go this way. If you do, I'll have to kill you. And then she dove into the lava to hang out, and then you snuck by. Great. Then you went down a rounded curve, and you found a group of 4 elemental Ferno. Twin Talon cast Translate so you could understand them, and you deceived them by telling them, oh, you know, the person in the other room that was supposed to prevent people from getting in, well, they just messed up and let us through, and we have bad news to tell. The elemental infernos were like, nah, fam, you can go tell the dragon in the other room about this. We don't want to do that. So there you are. You ran to the corner. You entered a room that is full of boiling hot magma. And there the magma dragon in the middle of the pit with 2 more elemental infernos in there. So it is very hot. Very, very hot. Just so everyone can remember the description of this room, let me read it to you again. The cavern tunnel ends in a ledge overlooking a lake of lava that takes up a majority of this immense cavern. The lake is fed by a slow-moving magma chamber in its northeast corner, and the ledge descends steeply until it is a mere 10 feet above the surface. 2 larger ledges are to the north and south, the southern ones scattered with choice pieces of valuables and treasures. The magma dragon shot their head up when you came into the room. This is indeed Veshmirix. You've learned their name prior to this. Veshmirix stuck his head up and looked at you and said,
"Interlopers!"
Just like that?
I don't know. Well, hopefully whoever does the sound effects will make my voice sound really cool, Aya.
All right. I'm picking up what you're putting down.
Helium effect.
Yeah, that's what I'm
thinking
too.
Interlopers!
Yes, precisely. And they became instantly enraged as you entered here. So there's a couple of things we need to do before initiatives can actually get rolled. So just by being in the mere presence of a magma dragon. Actually, before we get too far into this, we'll talk about this more in the next episode, but has anyone in their RPG career, be it this game or Dungeons & Dragons, actually fought a full-on dragon?
Yes.
No.
No.
I think so.
I don't remember.
Well, I can say I've run a game with a dragon where I've had the PCs fight dragons.
I think this is the first time in my RPG career that an actual dragon, not a wormling, none of those, like an adult dragon is involved in the campaign.
Now, hold on. We did fight a dragon in that one-off that we did, but we all died, except for one person.
Yeah, but that's like Dahawk and like... You know.
So when I had my players fight a dragon, we came up with the phrase getting the full dragon. Because in previous versions of the game, whether it be Pathfinder, I think it was probably Pathfinder 1, dragons had like bite, two claws, two wing attacks, and like a tail attack, right? So if they could do their full attack, like if they didn't have to move, if you were face to face with the dragon, like on their initiative, they could do all of those attacks. In our group, that was called getting the full dragon. It was like you get the bite, both claws, the wings, and the tail. So can you survive the full dragon was a topic of conversation.
Well, we're going to find out.
Oh, he took the full dragon. I don't know how the dragons work in PF2. If they have like a single action, which is two attacks because it's like both claws or something like that, then you'll probably have a similar thing where like a bite is one attack. You can do an action to do two claws, maybe an action to do a wing attack or something. We'll see.
We'll see.
Yeah.
I'm excited either way.
Yeah. We'll talk about this more next episode because I guarantee you this is not going to be a one and done battle.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. Absolutely not.
Challenge accepted.
So, okay, the first thing I need everyone to do is make a will save, please. This is just an aura. It is a 90-foot aura, just so we can, you know. All right, let's start at the top of the list here. Rob, what did you get?
I got a 36.
Okay. A 36 is a success, but not a critical success. Christine, what did you get?
I got a 33.
Ooh, so a 33 is a fail.
God damn it. Okay, I will attempt a hero point.
Okay. Matt, what did you get?
Do you want to have Soraya's reroll first?
Oh, okay, yeah.
34.
Christine, 34 is a success, but not a critical success.
Oh, thank God.
Well, I guess we know what the DC is.
Yep.
You found the DC! Congratulations! Matt, what did you get?
Twin Talon got a 41.
41 is a success, but not a critical success.
I got an 8. I had rolled 18 for that.
Haya, what did you roll?
I rolled a nat 1. So I will also hero point.
Okay, that is a critical failure.
I rolled a 41 now.
Well, because of your divine will, when you roll a success, you get a critical success.
Yep, yep.
So you are unaffected.
All's well that ends well.
Thank goodness.
And Heidi?
Mama rolled a 35.
All right, a 35 is a success, but not a critical success.
Yeah, baby.
So this is just a fightful presence of the dragon being here. So everyone who succeeded is only frightened one.
Do we remain frightened one as long as we're in their presence? Or does it go away, like, tick down at the end of the round like normal?
Because a creature that first enters the aura must attempt a will save regardless of the result of the saving throw. The creature is temporarily immune to this monster's fightful presence for 1 minute. It does not say anything different, so I'm assuming it clicks down like normal.
For 10 rounds, I guess after 10 rounds, it pops again.
Yeah, you'd have to reroll.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, but you're mean for a minute, not like an hour or a day. So if the fight takes long, more than 10 rounds, we'll have to deal with it again.
Yeah. So just so you all know, a success is a frightened one condition. A failure is frightened two condition. A critical failure is a frightened four condition. So that's fine. All right. Now that everyone is here, please go ahead and roll your initiative. You may use deception if you'd like, because you guys lied to get past here.
I did no such thing.
You could also use perception. Oh, yeah. Haya, not you.
Cannot lie.
I mean, you could, just not well.
No, it is an anathema to lie. Cannot lie.
Right, so I do it for you.
You said deception?
You may use deception if you want.
I'll let you know that the dragon is rolling intimidation for initiative.
What a Chad.
Typical.
Yeah, he is. He definitely is. All right, let's start in reverse alphabetical non-Newtonian order. Heidi, what did you roll?
Ooh, rolled a 25.
All right. Haya, what did you roll?
Brianna rolled a 28.
All right. Matt?
I rolled a 52. No, wait, that's the bad guy. The bad guy rolled a 52. I rolled a 38.
All right. Christine, what did you roll?
I rolled a 34.
Cool, cool. All right. And Rob?
I got a 42.
Okay. I'll let you know that Veshmirix rolled a natural 20 for their initiative.
Of course they would.
Which means, you know, they get an extra action at the start of the round.
Hero point that.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to re-roll and keep the lower results. That dropped down. I went from a critical success to a natural one, which means I get one less action now at the start of the round.
Can I get my hero point back for that? That's pretty great.
Yes. Yes, you do.
Oh, really?
All right. I'm going to give you back your hero points. Just to give the audience a recap, Haya, you have 2 hero points because you used 1 to re-roll. Ooh, Heidi, you have 3. Soraya, Christine, you have 3. Matt, Twin Talon has 3. Rob, Knife Sword, also has 3.
A pile at home and also on his person.
And yes, also 3 more. All right, so we will start with the first round of combat. Now that I've had to re-roll, take away my natural 20.
Yeah.
We're going to start with the highest initiative in the group, the best of the group, the best of the best. Knife Sword, you're first.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. Also, just in case you were wondering, if you would like to go into the magma, I do have the damage rolls for that. So don't even worry about it.
Uh-huh.
And Sean, just real quick, you said that the treasure was on the southeast little piece of land here?
The southern one, yes. The southeast one. So down here. Scatter with treasure. You could call it a hoard of treasure, if you will.
Okay.
So I see something in the chat here. Rob, is that what you're casting?
Maybe.
Okay, for the listeners at home.
Yes, I'm going to cast a gravity well to try and slam the dragon and at least one of the fire guys into the wall.
Hey, that's a good idea.
The dragon just hit the wall. He never had it all. Sorry. All right, so Rob, you're targeting those two with a gravity well.
And as I do it, I go, you run in fear.
You have no choice.
All right, let me make this save here. 2 critical successes. On which one? Oh, okay. The dragon.
I'm going to spend a hero point for the dragon.
Veshmirix rolled a 15, and the Elemental Inferno rolled a 19. All right, I'm going to re-roll Veshmirix and keep the lower result. Okay, 44 is the lower result because I rolled a 47 instead.
All right, now I just look like an idiot, which is normal. Okay, moving on.
Run in fear.
You see the dragon look up at you and go,
no.
Fuck.
Oh, no. Hey, but all his pocket change went flying to the wall. I'm just saying.
True. That's the important part.
You dropped something.
Well, I spoke and I cast 2 actions, so I just undone, right?
No, speaking is free. You have 1 more action.
I'm going to pull out my staff of ultimate power.
All right. You whip it out. The staff. The staff. Yeah. Sorry.
It's the staff of power, not ultimate power. I added that part, so.
Space. All right, Matt, it's your turn.
Okay. So I want to say that I think Veshmirix, instead of giving him helium voice, we should just have someone redo all of Sean's lines that he does for Veshmirix in the style of Leslie Jordan. If you don't know who that is, you can look him up. You'll get the joke.
Oh, my God.
All right.
Yes.
So Twin Talon is too far away to stabify any of these people, but I believe...
Gotcha.
I believe.
I think God love just a little rhythm of the song.
That I still have Eclipse. So Twin Talon's going to target the Elemental Inferno, is that what we called him, to the south, the one that was unaffected or one that wasn't targeted by the gravity well. And then he is going to attack him with Eclipse. Now that I'm, you know, proficient in martial weapons, thanks to the remaster. So that is a 32 to hit.
That will hit. And I will say, just to give you less confidence in yourself, that's barely a hit.
Okay. I rolled 7, and I'm frightened. And this is also not my best weapon. It's just the weapon that will reach. That is 25 damage from Eclipse. And I would like to put on Precise Debilitations.
I'm trying to intimidate you.
onto this dude, and then I'm going to attack again.
25 damage from Eclipse. Okay. That is a miss.
I have 3 hero points. I'll use 1.
Yeah, might as well.
That's a 34 to hit.
A 34 will hit. Boo.
Did someone boo? What was that?
Yeah, what was that?
Yes, that was me booing.
Yeah, what I heard on my side is,
Yeah.
So that's 33 additional damage.
Wow, all right.
All right, so I've taken him to injured, which is nice. And then with my third action, it's always a struggle to know what to do with your third action, but Twin Talon is going to cast Shield on himself.
What? Brianna is so proud.
So it just gives a +1 to armor class, but like I feel like I don't have a lot to do this far away from them.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be tricky figuring out how to maneuver in this without staying in fireball formation, if you will.
So one of the things that I thought about is that if we can get to that treasure pile, I feel like he's, maybe I'm wrong, but he's less likely to just like breath weapon his own treasures.
Yeah, that's smart.
But I can't do it this turn.
I will tell you, I mentioned this in the description. I will let you know that there's a rocky outcropping that you are currently on is about 15 to 20 feet above the lava. The rest of the ledges are about 10 feet from the lava. And mechanically, what that means is if you are within 10 feet of the surface of the lava at the end of the turn, you're going to take damage. Unless you make a reflex save, of course.
Question, I cast Gravity Well, right? And in, no, while it didn't affect the two creatures, the lava should have been drawn to the wall, creating a void which would have been filled in by the other lava. And shouldn't the lava actually be a lower level where we're standing at the moment?
Well, then it would slosh back, because Gravity Well is not sustained.
Rob, I'm going to take away my hero points.
So Gravity Well isn't a sustained thing. It would just be like a tsunami of lava, which would be worse. So don't do that.
Rob, I'm going to hit you where I can hurt you the most. The hero point bank.
No. No more, please. Stop.
All right. You're all set?
Yeah, I guess I'm set.
All right. Next is the Dalos' turn, and you just hear lava being spit out of their mouth and landing back in the lava.
They're being a little fountain?
They're in the other room. They don't know what's going on yet.
And I'd also like to say, just because we talked about like what happens if we pull other people into this room. Like, we told the people in the last room we're about to go give the dragon bad news. So I think they would expect the dragon's going to, like, destroy us. So they would hear the sounds of conflict for at least a certain amount of time and just be like, oh, that's the thing we expected to happen.
Oh, they're fucked.
Yeah. Sounds bad. We do not want to go in there.
I mean, yeah, pretty much.
Do we recall knowledge on Vishmirix?
No, you have not recalled knowledge on either of these creatures, Vishmirix or the Elemental Infernos.
All right. Well, I guess I would like to recall knowledge on Magma Dragons then.
Okay. It is an Arcana check. Or if you have Dragon Lore, or I'll even give you Dahawk Lore.
I do have Dahawk Lore, but my Arcana is slightly better. So unless the Dahawk Lore is going to reduce the DC.
It does. It reduces it by 5.
Alrighty, then yeah, that's worth it. Because it's a 21 versus a 23. So 31 for Dahawk Lore.
That is a critical failure.
Jesus! I mean, I only rolled a 10, but still.
How many hero points do you have?
3.
But I feel like you'd be rolling it to get a failure.
Yeah, because this is a critical fail. So if I rolled a nat 20, I might get a success. But yeah.
Yeah, it's tough. Okay.
I just want to know what the DC is at this point. Okay.
Oh, I lied. I'm sorry. That is a regular failure.
Now I really want to know what the DC was. Because Sean can't math. All right. I got a 10. I have a 50-50 shot of doing slightly better. So sure, let's try that. Keep higher result. Nope, I rolled even lower. I rolled like a 2 on that one. Goddamn.
Okay, so that was one action trying to recall knowledge. It's a dragon.
It is a dragon. It is a shiny dragon. At this point, I'm like, cool, there's a dragon. I'm going to throw some thunderstones at it. Because why not? What the hell? That was a nat 1. I'm a hero pointing that as well. 38. That's a little better.
Okay, so a 38 on the Dargon. That is a miss.
Of course it is. That was a 15. Ooh, yeesh.
I will let you know that the frightened condition did come into play for this one.
Okay, so 39 is his AC.
I didn't say that.
Well, my minus one seems to be what you're highlighting there. So, it is a bomb, though, so there should be some splurge. Let me pull up exactly how this one works, because we don't use this one often.
That's fine. I'm just going to click the damage button and then just add the splash damage to it.
Oh, and that's right. All creatures within 10 feet must succeed at a DC save, which is not 27. It is my class DC. So DC 31 fortitude save or be deafened.
All right. Is this... No, this is not magic.
Damn.
It's a 48.
Well, fine. He's not deaf.
What?
I said he's not, so your joke falls flat. Let's see. Do I have another one of those on me? I believe I do. So I like to critically fail, but let's just try one more time.
Did the joke fall on deaf ears?
I critically missed twice because I rolled and then I rolled a hero point. And I believe I'm out of hero points and I need a crit fail card.
You can use one of mine.
Well, hold on. She already hero pointed it. No, you have one left, Christine.
Okay.
And your crit miss card. Merry Critmas.
Merry Critmas. I provoke reactions as if I used a move action.
Would Twin Talon or Brianna or Knife Sword like to make an attack at Saraya?
Sure.
No.
I mean, no.
Nope. You're really not helping that old Brianna is evil joke.
Yeah.
I mean, what?
It is my time.
My moment has come.
As Brianna bows towards Veshmirix.
Yes, my dragon lord.
I have brought them here, my dragon lord.
You can't start lying because you never stop lying.
Yeah. If you stay lying, you ain't going to get lying.
Something like that.
Well, now it's Veshmirix. His turn, but they only get two actions because they rolled a natural one.
Haha, suck it, dragon.
Ha, 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 ha.
Yeah.
And we'll find out what they did next week? Is that what you're gonna say, Sean?
No.
Interrupt his own turn? Never.
It's the only person he has interrupted.
Exactly.
That is true.
I want to use the action, but I can't. Two actions. All right, I'm going to regret not doing this, but I'm going to use a two-action ability. Actually, can I do this? I'm too far away. God. All right, so I have to do my initial thought.
Critical initiative. Woohoo!
Hang on. I think that gets everyone. If I put this cone here, does that cone get all of you?
Oh, shut up.
Yeah.
Does that cone get all of you? He asks, taking up half the screen.
Yeah, I think Kaysani's actually behind a wall. I don't think she's going to get hit, but everybody else is out in the open.
Yeah. All right. Can everyone please make a reflex save? I put it into the chat, so if you just want to click it, it will tell me if you pass or fail.
Wow.
What?
Are we in the Marshall's Aura? Does that work for this?
Marshall's Aura is only against fear.
Okay, cool.
Unfortunately, but this DC is too high.
All right. Let's start at the top. Ooh. What did you get?
41.
That's a failure. Matt, what did you get?
38.
That is also a failure. Rob, what did you get?
I need to use another hero point.
Yeah, I'd also like to use a hero point.
I think you're all going to be using hero points. You rolled a 31, which is a critical failure, Rob. Christine, what did you roll?
I rolled a 34. I could use my last hero point.
That is a failure, but not a critical failure. And Haya, what did you roll?
I rolled a 41, which is allegedly a failure. Allegedly.
It is a failure here.
Rude.
All right. Who would like to use hero points?
Sure, and I want to give one to Christine.
Oh, thank you.
Of course.
Aw, okay. So everyone may re-roll.
I got an 18 on the die, and I got a 41.
If you weren't frightened. If only you weren't frightened.
Oh, shut up.
I could have sworn I had something against frightened.
No, I'm serious. For Ooh, if you were not frightened, you would have passed. The DC is 42.
Ha-ha! I literally have to roll a 10. No, I'm sorry. That's not true. But 13, but still.
All right. So, Rob, you re-rolled and rolled a natural 20. That is a critical success.
Woohoo!
Which means you are taking 0 points of damage.
I just bounce all over the place. Gummy bears.
Heidi, are you re-rolling or no?
I am not. I don't think I can get better than a 17.
All right. So you're going to take full damage. Rob takes no damage. Matt, reroll. What did you get on the reroll?
Worse than my first roll, so it's still a failure.
All right, so regular failure. Christine, what did you get on the reroll?
I got a 37, which is still a fail.
It is still a fail. And Haya, what did you get?
I got worse, so I'm still going to fail.
All right, so everyone takes full damage except for Knife Sword, who takes no damage.
Because he's in my backpack.
Yes. A fire breath of magma comes blasting out, and you're going to take 9d6, 9, the letter D, 6, fire. And because it's a magma dragon, and it's not just fire, there's little chunks of rocks that you're also going to take 4d12 bludgeoning for a total of 53 points of damage.
We have fire resist.
Now, you all have fire resist, which is good in this case. So just so you know, the breakdown is 31 points of fire and 22 points of bludgeoning. Haya, you have not gone yet, so you can't liberate anyone. That's going to make this a lot easier, thankfully, for me. It's going to make me doing the math a little bit easier, that's all I mean. All right, so I'm just going to apply the damage. So, the fiery breath weapon comes through. Heidi, you have a feat called Wounded Rage. The trigger is you are taking damage, which you currently did, and you are not currently in a rage. You may use a reaction to rage right now if you'd like to.
Sure, I would love that.
All right, so then you're gonna get the rage effect. I think that's it for Veshmerix's turn, because you only get two actions. Next up is one of the elemental infernos from the other room. Oh, because you can all still understand them, you hear them say, "No, that's not me," and that's their turn. The elemental inferno to the east of Veshmerix in the back corner is going to move. Wow, they're fast. Jeez.
I hate it here.
Everything is the worst.
So you see this elemental inferno shoot straight up into the air and land directly in front of Twin Talon. Ooh, and slightly in front of Soraya. You feel an intense heat that explodes out as the elemental lands back in the lava. So everyone in a 30-foot emanation, so this is called Infernal Leap, they can trigger it at any point during the move. So that's all of you. Can you all please make a reflex save?
Is the DC also infinity or?
No, this one's slightly lower.
Oh, okay, great.
Oh, great.
All right, starting with Heidi. What did you roll?
A whopping 25.
That's a fail. Rob, what did you roll?
I got a 36.
That is a success. Half damage. Haya, what did you get?
Brianna got a 31.
That is a fail. Christine, what did Soraya get?
38.
That is a success. Half damage. And Matt, what did you get?
Twin Talon got a 44.
Sheesh.
That is a critical success. You are taking no damage.
All right.
I would like to reroll.
Go ahead. I'm not going to stop you.
Hooray.
Wait, don't reroll. I'm kidding. Go ahead.
27. All right. I still fail. Hoo-ah.
So, Matt, you're taking no damage. Christine and Rob, you're taking half damage. Everyone else is taking full damage.
So, just me, right?
Yes, but that's 45 fire damage. So, Christine, you're going to take half of that minus 15 from your ring.
Do I have 10 or 15?
15, okay. Because mine is a greater ring and it's 10. At least that's what it says.
Sorry, 10. Let me give you half damage first, 12 points of fire damage. So that's a half of 45 is 22 minus 10 is 12 points of fire damage. Rob is also taking half damage. Haya, you're taking 30 points of damage. And Ooh, you're taking half damage, which is 7 points of damage. Whew. So that was two actions. And I can't use it for, okay, that long. And then I can't see Twin Talon. It looks like Ooh is the one who's most dangerous. So a tendril lashes out at Ooh, a fiery tendril for a 34 to hit. All right, so you're taking 22 points of fire damage plus 3d8 persistent.
Is that fire?
Yes. This is all pre of all the resistances, so you're taking 7 points of fire damage, 3d8 persistent.
Right, and a 3d8 persistent, she'll lose 10 of that every time, so.
Yes. Whew. All right. Elemental Inferno number 3 is in the other room and goes, oh yeah, I'm really glad they're not part of us, see? All right, next up is Brianna. You get all of your reactions.
Brianna's going to dive in the lava and just hold her breath and wait. But what she's actually going to do is be thankful that her friends are around her. Why don't I see Twin Talon?
I'm 10 feet to your east.
Wonderful. Brianna is going to battle medicine everybody because holy shit.
Yes. Can you grab every... Oh, that's right. You can. Jeez, that's impressive.
Listen, Tem had left and left her the healer's gloves. She felt compelled to keep everybody alive because she didn't want to lose any more friends. She studied medicine and studied. Sleepless night studying medicine. Anyway.
Would you like to use risky surgery? Oh, I don't think you can use risky surgery yet.
No, not for battle medicine.
But afterwards, maybe.
Okay, so just use a medicine check.
Do you want to do this across the board or do you want to go one by one, what everybody get?
You know what? If that's what you're going to do, we'll do it to the side. We'll just tell numbers. So if you don't want to roll for everyone and then let me know, because I have so many more people to deal with in the initiative tracker as well.
100%. I'll do the numbers afterwards and whatnot. So I'll do my next two actions for now. Does Minecraft logic work? If I pour water on this magma, does it turn to obsidian so we can walk on it?
Ooh, such a good idea. No.
Damn it. My Stein is endless. Maybe I could use that instead.
Actually.
But Minecraft logic. Okay. Is this elemental? It's within distance. I know I'm going to get ouchied with proximity to the lava, but fuck it.
Nope. Not on this ledge. You only get that on the other two ledges if you guys make it there.
Okay.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. I see what you did there.
Allegedly.
Yeah. I'm seeing it. Anyway, so Brianna is going to move up as her second action, and as her third, she's going to strike.
All right. Swing out, Louise.
Come on, Brianna. How's a 37?
A 37 will hit.
And for the aunts at home, she is striking the elemental that slurped up and cannonballed us with magma. That is... I'm trying to remember spirit versus vitality. I think they take 17.
You had to take a step more to the north because you could not end in that spot. That is where Twin Talon is.
Oh, shit. Right. I'm sorry. I have poor memory.
That's okay. I just moved you. The Elemental Inferno takes 16 points of damage. Matt, would you like to use Opportune Backstab?
Heck yeah, I would.
Do you mean Reactive Murder?
Ugh, yeah, sorry, I was using the proper terminology.
Why would you do that?
I know, weirdly gross.
So odd. That is a 41 to hit?
Fuck yes.
Matt?
Uh-huh?
That is a critical hit.
Oh, okay.
Yeah!
Pull a crit card then.
Please do.
This is a piezo card, piercing, triple damage, skewered. Also, the target is slowed 1 for 1 round.
Fuck yes.
All right. There you go. See, not impossible to do, guys. All you got to do is roll high. That's the trick.
It just has to be Twin Talon.
Yeah.
So my plane damage, regular damage, is 35. So times 2 would be 70, times 3 would be 105. Yeah, and I'll put precise debilitation on them as well.
All right. So, yeah. It looks like it goes through.
Sounds good.
All right. But that's all three of your actions, correct?
Yes, that is all three of my actions.
All right. Next up is the Elemental Inferno. The third one that is outside.
Yeah, glad we're not in there.
All right, next up is Ooh.
All my things are things I have to do up front and close and personal. So I'll walk up to the flamey bits. And I use my battle axe.
Okay. You can't stand there as you are standing on mat.
No, I cannot.
You can go one to the east of you, like there.
Yeah, you can go to this one right here, right to the south of where you were.
Token collide. Woo!
All right. Boop.
All right. And I would like to strike.
All right. You may fire when ready.
35.
That is a hit.
Hooray! 29 damage.
29 damage. All right. Not bad.
All right, all right. We go again. Because this is what I'm good at. Oh,
yes!
A solid
hit! Come on!
Nice!
Fuck yes!
That is a critical hit. Actually, that's a double crit.
What? Is that a thing?
For us it is, yeah. Natural 20 and 10 higher, yep. So you can look at the two cards and pick which one you want.
It's
piercing, right?
It is the fearsome, greater impactful battle axe that is slash, yes, slashing.
Okay, this one says triple damage.
Yes!
Ugh. This one also says triple damage. You can deal bludgeoning damage instead of slashing damage, or the target is flat-footed until the end of its next turn.
If you put it off guard or flat-footed, that's minus 2 to their AC for everyone, or bludgeoning instead of slashing. Personally, I think putting them off guard is better for you guys.
That is what we shall do. This is called Hack and Slash. Triple damage. The target is flat-footed until the end of its next turn. Wow, wow.
All right, so they just go ahead and hit damage, and we'll multiply your damage by 3.
Damage! 33. That is a total of 99 plus... Wait, my marshals are... No, I didn't take my dread marshal stand. Never mind. 99 damage.
Would you like to describe how you kill the first elemental?
Fuck yes.
Yes!
She's doing like a boxing jump with her battle ass. Ha, 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 ha. You can't get me. Ha, ha, ha. You're hot. Oh, this is hot. All right. And then she goes for the face. She slashes at the face first and it goes, oh, my eye. And then she goes right for like its rib cage and tries to slash up through its heart. Oh, slices it right in half.
All right. I do have some bad news though.
Uh-oh. Okay.
When they die, they explode.
Yep. As you kill it, it explodes into a fiery inferno. I need everybody to make a reflex save, please. So, Matt, what did you get?
Twin Talon got a 37.
That is a success, and because of your improved evasion, it is a critical success, so you take no damage.
All right.
Rob, what did you get?
Knifesword got a 35.
That is a success, but not a critical success. Heidi, what did you get for Ooh?
Ooh got a whopping 29.
That is a failure.
Which is why I'm going to reroll. Give me just a hot second. 43, nat 20 on the die.
Hell yeah.
That is a critical success. Christine, what did you get for Soraya?
Soraya got a 28, so I will be using my last hero point. And I also got a nat 20 for a 43.
Hell yes.
Ugh, all right. So that's a critical success, so no damage to you. And finally, Haya, what did you get for Brianna?
Brianna got a 29. How many hero points do I have left?
Just one.
Sure. Let's use it. And I will reroll. Just kidding. I did worse. I'm rolling great today, guys. I rolled a nat 1.
It's okay.
All right. That's all right. It's regular damage. And honestly, out of all the things you could do, this is probably the least. So it makes sense. Knifesword and Brianna are the only two who got hit. They got hit together! Aww. So, Brianna, you did get a regular fail. You're going to take full damage. That would be 28 minus all of your saves against fire, gives you 13 points of damage. And then Knifesword succeeded, but not critically succeeded, so he's going to take a half, which is 4. 4 points of damage. All right. I've already added all the health back to the people that you rolled. Soraya got 27 healing. Knifesword got 22 points of healing, which put him to full. 39 points of healing to Ooh. Twin Talon got some healing as well. 36.
Thank you, Brianna.
Thank you.
No problem.
All right. And that is the end of the first round. So, Ooh is going to take 21 points of fire damage from their persistent.
Whew, it's hot here.
But you actually take 6 after all of your resistances and whatnot get applied. So that's cool.
Does Ooh have 15 fire resistance?
Yeah, baby.
Yes, she does, because it's doing it automatically. Would you like to roll the recovery check, or would you like to just keep burning?
I'm rolling that recovery check, and I have failed with an 11.
Oh, no.
All right. So it's the final Elemental Inferno's turn. So they're going to reach, flavor-wise, reach down into the lava and throw a chunk of fire at Ooh. I'll bring it. How's a 29?
A fail.
All right. Second attack. How's a 23?
Fail.
All right. For its last action, it's going to dive under the lava.
I got so excited. I thought he was going to get its head. And he's going to die.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
End of story yet.
Look, he's embarrassed, but not that embarrassed, okay? Also, I just want to let you know. Oh, no. No, messed up. I messed up, guys. I forgot to take the frightened condition off of Ooh. So that second attack that was a miss by a 9 is actually a miss by a 10, which is a critical miss.
Hell yeah, take your card. How bad does he hurt himself?
You are dazzled until the end of your next turn. Ugh.
Fuck yes.
Cool. I thought it was a thing that I had done. I was like, wait a minute. I don't know what's going on. We're good. Everything's good. Everything's good.
Nope. It was all me. I messed up. And it helped you guys out. So don't say I've never done nothing for you.
We can still say you've done nothing for us.
Yeah, right. That's fair. Fair. Especially you. Fair. All right. We're at the top of the round 2, but we are at time. So we are going to end the episode here and come back next week for round 2 of this epic battle.
Let's go.
Oh, good grief.
All right.
Please tune in, guys. Give us hero points with channel. No, wrong show. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye, nerds. We love you.
Thank you for listening to the Cracked Die podcast. Please visit us at crackdie.com. Pathfinder 2nd Edition and the Age of Ashes Adventure Path are property of Paizo. Background audio was provided by Sirenscape because epic games deserve epic music. Please visit them at sirenscape.com. Additional background music was provided by Epidemic Sound. Please visit them at epidemicsound.com. The Cracked Eye podcast theme was composed by Angelo DiLoretto. He is forever missed. This episode was edited by Nathan. Please visit them on Twitter at @editingnate. Finally, thank you to all our patrons for assisting us in breathing life into this production. We do not know where we'd be without them. Our esteemed patrons are Cassandra Connors, Doombeard, Finder of Path and Stars, Jacob Wilhelmi, Anwar Musa, Big Dog Matt, Jason Leach, Margaret Torello, Mike Minatillo, Sean Moore, Thomas Beard, Chris Simmons, Michael A. Hill, Corey Fellers, D. Shaka Jamal, Lee Jackson. If you'd like to join our Patreon, please visit patreon.com/crackdiepodcast.